So David Cameron has been pictured this week looking extremely grey-haired. He entered his office in May of 2010. He was the youngest Prime Minister in nearly 200 years. And if you remember, he had this full mop of healthy-looking brown, dark brown hair. 4 years on, and the grey cracks are beginning to show. And research shows that voters don't like politicians with grey hair at all. Toshiko Kabatakai is an image consultant from Talking Images on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what perception do we have then of men with grey hair?
I'm quite surprised about the percentage that you just mentioned. I think that, you know, society doesn't expect grey hair in men we would from grey hair from women. I think, especially if you're a politician, if you have some grey hair, it kind of shows a bit of credibility. It kind of shows that you've been around, you have experience. It might even add a bit of a reliability or even a little bit of a sex appeal as well.
There are some people that rock that, and I want to come on to that in a second. But so if a politician came to you and said, Toshiko, I'm going grey, would you advise them to dye it, or would you use it, work with it?
If they're desperately wanting to go dark again, I would, you know, give information about, well, like, for instance, there are some hair products where you can dye your hair, or your hair dye shampoos, or a little bit of touch-up, you know, hair dye things, or you could actually use wax or pomade, which I think it's because it kind of moisturizes your hair that it kind of it doesn't make it too obvious for the gray to show. But I wouldn't particularly advise that. I would kind of direct them more about grooming. I mean, gray is a natural.
So basically working with it rather than dyeing it. Toshiko, good to speak to you. Toshiko Kabatakai, image consultant from Talking Image.